This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
What is happening? We're looking at that amazing picture of Tiger's vehicle just destroyed.
Oh, it's a single vehicle rollover. If you're just joining us, Tiger Woods was in a car crash. There are a couple reports that say he was removed by the jaws of life, and he's in surgery. So in about 10 minutes, we're going to give you the latest on Tiger Woods.
So they're saying he's not been removed by the jaws of life, but he has multiple injuries to his legs, and he's in surgery.
Yeah.
And if you're a golfer, you've already got a bad back. Having your legs is vitally important.
Yeah, and how badly was he injured? We really don't know, but that's one of the major breaking stories that we're going to keep our eye on. We'll give you an update in about 10 minutes because we're starting to get some new information in. So stay tuned for that. Tiger Woods in a major car crash. What happened?
So we'll last year at this time, essentially, we were still just getting over Kobe.
Yeah.
And now this.
Isn't that interesting? It's one of the first things that came to mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, not again. Not again.
I'm like, my God, COVID. What are you doing?
Oh, jeez. All right. So we have to raise a question here.
A very valid question, by the way.
Oh, I think it's very valid. And it's about Dr. Fauci. And it's also about what kind of information are we getting? So here's the deal. Some of you have gotten the two-shot vaccine already. Some of you have one shot. Some of you have no idea when you're going to get your vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you have gone on and tried to get, you know, your elderly parents the vaccine. Hasn't worked out. For some, it's a nightmare. But here's what we need from Dr. Fauci. When we do get the vaccine, because I'm assuming, let's say that you and I go get the vaccine. Let's say it's Moderna.
Okay.
One shot. 2 weeks, 80%.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the one stat I know. I don't know about Pfizer. I just know the 80% from Moderna. You're in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that you go out and not wear a mask. Doesn't mean any of that stuff. It just means you're somewhat protected. Now, when you get the second shot, you're going to be a couple weeks later, 95%. What can you do then? Can you go to the movies? Can you go to a restaurant? Can you go see your elderly, let's say, Nana, who's in a nursing home in Arizona?
You can't do anything.
So, Dr. Fauci, listen to this, because this is, I got to tell you, man, he doesn't want to come out and give us specifics, because after I get vaccinated, the world opens up.
That's the way it should be.
Doesn't mean that I can't be careful or shouldn't be careful, or I'm going to wear my mask. I'm going to be careful. But let me tell you something, man. The world opens up, but Fauci doesn't believe that. Take a listen.
My parents have already gotten their second dose.
So this is on CNN, and the anchor is saying, hey, listen, my parents got the second dose. They can go do stuff, right?
My parents have already gotten their second dose. They're fully vaccinated. Does that mean it's okay for them to spend time with their grandchildren who obviously have not been vaccinated?
You know, I'm not going to make a recommendation now except to say that these are things that we really do. I mean, literally every day. We look at that. We look at the data. We look at what's evolving about how many people are getting vaccinated. And there will be recommendations coming out. I don't want to be making a recommendation now on public TV.
Why not? You're the smartest guy when it comes to infectious diseases. That's why you are who you are. But let's leave it to grandparents and grandkids. If the grandparents get both vaccines, okay, or get both shots, and they give it the 2 week buffer after their second shot, why can't they go back and live?
Because they're not interested in that so much. You know what they're doing in Israel? A shot for a shot. You go get a shot, then you go throw down a shot.
No, they're not.
Yes, have fun and live life. That's what it's about.
That's awesome.
That's what their whole thing is about.
I'm moving
people
to Israel.
People are sick and tired of being told this over and over again, getting complete mixed messages across the board from a guy who, by the way, I don't know if he's the best at this, because if you ask people in the 80s and 90s, they weren't thrilled by what came out of a lot of the stuff that Fauci did with HIV. Overpromised, completely underdelivered, and now he gives you these kind of benign, beige kind of answers. Well, I'm not asking you to predict the future, but let me tell you something. If everybody gets a shot, we're never really going to know if this stuff works unless we kind of get around each other. In real life, in real time. Because you give somebody a test shot and you send them home and they've got to live life kind of hidden like everybody else. How do I know if it works for real?
Why am I getting the vaccine then?
That's it. And under 25 are asking those questions and saying, I'm not getting the vaccine. Why would I? Why would I get the vaccine?
They're already going out and doing their thing.
Well, not only that, but if you're telling me nothing's going to change and I'm not worried about getting sick. And by the way, the death rates for under 25 have dropped really over the last year. Why would you? I mean, this is ridiculous. People are over this. People are frustrated. And that's why hashtag Fire Fauci has been rolling on here. And I'm kind of, what's the use at this point? If you're telling me I can't go see my grandma, you can't go see your dad.
Yeah.
Right. You can't see your dad or your dad's not supposed to come out here because we're not quite sure. Well, if you're waiting for perfection, you'll wait a long time, brother.
I'm glad you brought that up because my dad and I have been talking. He's coming out in April.
Good.
So my dad has the vaccine. He got the first shot of Moderna. Okay. He's going to get the second shot. Listen, he's got to live life. We lost mom last year to COVID. He's kind of been hunkered down, seeing a friend here, seeing a friend there, seeing a friend over here. Remember, he also got COVID, but he didn't have a bad case of it. So he's had the antibodies. Now he's got a shot of Moderna. He's 80% right now. He's going to go get that second shot. And he's making plans to come see us in Arizona in April. And you.
Right.
And he's also making plans to go see my brother, the doctor in Atlanta, and all the kids, the grandkids. You got to live.
Absolutely.
And I'm thinking, listen, you know, he's thinking of coming out by the end of April. Well, I mean, you and I kind of know when we're going to get our vaccine.
Yeah.
And we're in 1B. That's where they've put media, okay? We're not that far away.
Nope.
We're not that far away.
We're closer than I think people realize. And I know I got to consult because I know I'm only supposed to get one because it already says positive for the antibodies.
Right.
But it's, again.
Can I take a guess at why Fauci's saying this?
Yeah, I'd love to hear.
Okay. So why is Fauci telling vaccinated people, hey, you know, don't go near the grandkids? Fauci's also saying maybe you shouldn't dine indoors or go to a theater just yet. All right. Is it because if you get vaccinated, you're safe? But it's not known yet if you can still transmit the virus. There are a couple studies out.
But that's
it.
All you're going to get.
No, you should get a lot more.
But you're not going to. Because
the CDC should tell me yes or no.
The problem is with this is all of these things are unknown because we're living through it. We won't know the answer until we actually participate in life. That's why closed studies never really work. All things are not equal. Some people Moderna may stop you or really prevent you from spreading it should you have it, where Pfizer may not do so well. But we're never going to know until we get out there. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, if we're just going to be hunkered down like this, what's the use?
But are we hunkered down? I don't feel...
You and I aren't.
No.
But I got a lot of friends who are.
You do? In California?
Yes.
Well, again, I've got friends in California, too, and they're like, I'm done with this governor. I'm going to go out.
Yeah, but that's all. They have a fight between the governor and them that's just really getting ugly, and it is hilarious. But...
I don't feel locked down. I want to do so much more. Don't get me wrong. But I've said from the very beginning...
I feel bad for your wife.
Well, she and I go out and do... And you know that. I'm worried about getting this virus. I've always been worried about getting this virus, but it doesn't mean that I sit home and hide.
No.
We went out to Topgolf the other day. We had a great time. We go out to dinner and sit outside. We have gone back to church, which feels really great. So we're going and doing. But, you know, I don't feel like we can sit inside at a restaurant. I don't for 2 hours, 3 hours. I don't feel like we can go to a movie theater. There are certain things that I don't know if I necessarily get. We took two plane rides last year. I don't know if I get on a plane right now. I think I'd rather just wait for the vaccine, be protected, and then go and get on a plane. So I don't feel necessarily locked down, but I don't feel like I can go and do whatever I want because I really can't yet.
Yeah. But that's not because you wouldn't choose to. I mean, I think a lot of people would choose and are choosing. They're like, we've had enough. And part of it is the mismanagement and the misinformation and stuff that seems to be based not on science but more on politics that has frustrated people. And so that's why you're seeing places like California, New York, and a lot of other places, even globally, push back. We've had enough.
Yeah.
If we're going to get sick, this staying in our house isn't helping us. We're having issues already. We're going to get on with our lives.
Yeah.
And we're never going to know how good this stuff is until we actually put it to the test. Because getting a bunch of shots and then staying indoors – It doesn't change anything.
The bottom line with Dr. Fauci is he's saying vaccinated people should not dine indoors, should not go to movie theaters. He doesn't have an answer on if grandparents are fully vaccinated, should they go and see their grandkids? I got to tell you, for me, that answer would be absolutely. Go see your grandkids. Yeah. That would be me.
100%.
That would 100%.
And let me tell you something. The barometer of like things that would weird people out should be him. Like, what would Gatos do? Oh, Gatos would do it. Then we're all doing it. We're fine. We're going to be fine.
I know, right?
Like, there should be a Gatos meeting. Gatos says it's okay, so we can all do it.
Yeah. Again, you got to take the calculated risk. And my goodness, if you're 75 years old and you got the vaccine and you want to go see your grandkids,
or you want them to have them come over,
got to do it.
Absolutely.
You got to do it. Could you die? You could die doing anything. You could not wake up the next day.
But I'll tell you,
if I was 75 and I got both vaccines, I'm going to see my grandkids.
Yeah, because if you're going to die, would you rather die around people or alone?
Around people.
There you go.
Around people.
It's nuts.
All right. Coming up next, Tiger Woods, a major car crash. He's in surgery. What happened? Is he okay? We're going to talk about it on the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
All right, kids, let me tell you something. You got a podcast? Of course you do. Is it your favorite one? It's my podcast, my buddy, Gatos Chad Buck. Subscribe right now, iPhone or Android. You're never going to miss any of the show. The Gatos and Chad Show podcast brought to you this week by Retirement Blenders. Ooh, America.
Pablo's laughing in there. You didn't get any of that either, did you? Yeah. I got nothing
Pablo
about what the heck was
podcast.
That?
Get subscribed right now. Our buddies at Retirement Planners of America bring it to you this
he
week.
He said it's awesome. My show. I love it.
No, it's the show.
What happened to your show? What happened to our show?
I got a lot of shows.
You have two shows. I only need one.
I know. Well, that's how good you are. Again, the Gatos meter.
No, that's how good you are.
Guys, the Gatos meter. Let's just all remember that.
Becky Lynn, did you hear the Gatos meter? You didn't hear it.
No, I didn't hear it.
So if...
You have to listen to the
here's
podcast.
Here's the gate.
Where do you get it?
The Gatos meter is simply this. Okay. If Gatos is willing to do something like dine in at a restaurant or see grandma and grandpa, then everybody can because he is the barometer of which terror lives.
No. Remember that Chex commercial? Like they give it to Mikey and if Mikey likes
oh,
it,
yes.
That's Gatos.
Yeah. Numbers are low. I feel good. I'm going to church.
There you go.
I'm not going to watch it online. Okay, I'm going to go CCV. I'm going to go to church.
But you're going
to
wear your mask.
Of course I'm going to wear my mask.
Just
yeah.
say. And you're going to sit 6 feet away from everybody.
I am.
Okay.
Usually more. I've been known to get up and move the seat if I feel it necessary. And I don't care what they think. I'm going to go and move the seat.
Do it.
So, yeah, I like the Gatos meter. You know, that's good. But Fauci, you got to give us better answers, man.
Yeah.
You can't be just so, well, I'm not going to come out and say, oh, gosh.
People are looking to you to answer questions and not give them, wouldn't do it. When will you? I don't really know. That's not what they want. They're asking you some questions. And some you may not have answers to. And some may come in time, but you give too many mixed messages.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. All right. Tiger Woods, what's happened?
Tiger Woods' manager saying he's been in surgery for injuries to his legs. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department saying Woods had to be extricated from the vehicle using the jaws of life. The crash happened on a windy road in Rancho Palos Verdes, a pricey area of southern L.A. County. Woods' vehicle on its side. It appears to have flipped maybe more than once. The airbags appear to have gone off. Woods was taken to a hospital via ambulance. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The car is a mess. Yeah. It is totally destroyed. So when did this come down?
Well, it happened
noon?
At 7 this morning, but yeah, right around 12:30 or 1. When you just before you got in here at like 1:55.
No, it wasn't.
I saw
it on your Twitter.
Yeah, it was about 12 o'clock when we got this coming through that, hey, did you guys hear what happened? And I was like, oh my goodness.
And that doesn't look like a Tiger Woods type of car.
That is the new, it looks like the new Genesis. And a couple of people have tweeted at me. He's like, dude, that's the new like SUV Genesis.
Yeah.
And they debuted it this weekend at their tournament. That's where Tiger Woods kind of hosted the new Genesis tournament this weekend, which is a huge tournament. And it looks like a loner.
It's totally destroyed.
It is. Yeah, that is not.
So you hear. All right. So I'll tell you what I thought. You tell me what you thought. As soon as you hear Tiger Woods, major car crash, single vehicle crash.
Okay.
The first thing I thought of was Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
I know. That's the first thing that went into my mind. The terrible helicopter crash. Oh, my gosh. We can't have another iconic sports figure die in some sort of a crash. That's what I thought of first.
Kind of went right there.
You thought of that too?
Yeah, the first thing I thought is like, oh my God, this is crazy. Do we have another one of these scenarios where it is Tiger and, you know, last year we had Kobe. Is this, you know, just that thing on a Tuesday that just happens out of nowhere? Prince, Michael Jackson,
yeah.
Somebody's just, did you guys hear, you know, like Heath Ledger, you're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then the other thing is that I think a lot of people went to is, you know, Mandy, our new producer, she turned around, she goes, what, do you think he was drinking or drugs? And he's had his issues before with pain pills. Obviously, you can't hit
a major issue, a
golf ball. Lloyd and I were talking about it today. I'm assuming he's probably closing in on about 10, 15 million swings in his lifetime. He's had five, like, micro discectomies. He's had spinal fusion surgeries. He's had surgeries on his knees.
You think he's in pain?
Yeah. And I think, just over time, your body gets beat up
right.
doing stuff like that. And
there's no report that he had any pills in his system.
No.
But here's the thing. I think it's okay to go there because he's had the problem in the past.
Yeah. And it was brought to light when on that Thanksgiving night when his wife and him got into a massive fight, obviously, because, you know, he dated everybody at Hooters and it got ugly. And then they found, you know, his car crashed and he had pills. And I could see why people would think that. Also, where he crashed is very at that time of morning, a lot of times in Rancho's Palo Verde, very, very, very foggy.
And if, you know, when we've seen the pictures of the road, it is a very windy road.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so you've been there before.
Yes.
You know exactly where this is, and I guess you could lose control of the car.
100%.
Yeah.
Plus, he's driving, it looks like, one of those brand new cars, the SUVs.
It's not his car.
It's not his. It looks like it's a loaner car. They were just debuting him this weekend at the tournament. So, it's, but I think a lot of people went there, you know, first Kobe, and then they said, was he on something? Why is he up at 7 in the morning? You know, stuff like that. Because that's what winners do.
Maybe,
the guy's up probably going to, he's probably coming back from a workout, trying to get it so he can walk and make the Masters. Oh, how awesome would that be?
If he came back and played?
Just in the Masters, just like a robot.
Well, he's in surgery.
Yeah, he's not playing.
Injured legs. One car. It's a single vehicle rollover traffic collision.
And it traveled, too, off the road. It wasn't just tipped over. I mean, it traveled a fair distance.
He's conscious, apparently, and he was conscious and speaking at the scene. So we'll find
Pablo
out
Pablo pointed out, though. What do you see the sheriff grabbing as he's walking out? His bag, his clubs. Because he's like, get my clubs!
Yeah. I bet. All right, we'll have the latest on Tiger all day long. We'll try and find out if he's all right. Coming up next, results of Maricopa County's forensic audit of the elections equipment.
Oh, my God.
We've got it.
We're still doing that?
Yeah. Well, these findings end the silliness surrounding the election, especially here with the silliness of some people in Arizona. We're going to talk about it coming up on the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
You're locked in to the Gatos and Chad Show.
Hey, who's the lady in Arizona that's suing everybody?
Suing everybody all the time?
Like
it's Kelly
stuff.
Ward?
Okay, yes.
Suing everybody how? There's a lot of them out here, apparently.
Well, the election was a fraud.
The election was a fraud.
The machines, they didn't work right. And apparently today, Maricopa County forensic audit results have been released on the equipment and the software. So did they pass all the tests?
Yeah, because they had two independent groups that came together to do this. And it looks like the only two in the nation that do this kind of auditing.
Yeah. So is this lawsuit? Are we done with this? Or is this a lawsuit? Or was it a forensic thing? I don't know. Joining us now is Monica Lindstrom, KTAR legal expert. Are we done with this crap yet, Monica?
Right? Isn't that exactly? Huh. You read my mind, Gatos. You read my mind.
I'm awesome.
I think I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
No, just kidding. So I think with the results of these two independent audits, and that's what Maricopa County keeps putting out there, that they hired two independent companies, although these are the only companies in the United States that do these kind of audits, I believe. There appears to be no evidence of vote switching, and they concluded that the equipment tabulated and adjudicated ballots accurately. So with that right there, I think that pretty much seals the lid on the coffin of any and all lawsuits, at least here in Arizona, where the basis for the lawsuit was the equipment and how the equipment wasn't working accurately or properly. So Kelly Ward's lawsuit, other lawsuits that had already been dismissed, I think this very clearly shows that there was nothing there in the first place.
You said based on the machines, because as we all know, yeah, there are other things out there like signature checking and
right,
all of those kind of things. And you know, there's also, you know, you got they got a lot of people out there saying, well, what about all these IP addresses and all of these things that went on to this that seemed to be, you know, phooey? Yeah, maybe the machines seem to work okay, but
how do we
know they didn't change stuff?
Come on.
Well, if you're talking about individual people switching things or changing things, there was at least one lawsuit that dealt with that, and they went through a hand count and a sample audit of what was going on, and they found seven mistakes with the signature counts. And I think two of those were for Biden, five were for Trump, and that was just a sampling. That wasn't everything, but we don't seem to have any other lawsuits hanging out there. And the Supreme Court just denied Kelly Ward's lawsuit. And I think with all of that, that was it so far. Now, someone could come up and try to say that they have a witness that they just found out about that saw somebody change something, and that could create a lawsuit. But the lawsuit's not going to get anywhere, quite frankly, unless it is a big incident, like someone stuff the machines full of lots of false and forged ballots, because it's just not going to make a difference anymore. But what's great about this is that it can help us going forward. So in our next election, whatever election that may be, local or national, at least there won't be as many questions about the equipment. And so legally, we shouldn't see as many lawsuits. There will still be some, but hopefully not as many.
Monica Lindstrom's joining us, KTA, our legal expert. Software, the equipment in Maricopa County, they all passed the tests performed by two independent firms. Hey, if I remember correctly, didn't Maricopa County say, yeah, go ahead and check them out? Go ahead and check them out. Because, I mean, didn't they do that because they knew that there was nothing wrong with it? They just wanted to get this thing over with? Yeah, go and check it out. You'll find nothing's wrong with it. We can move on.
Yeah, I think that was part of it, because when I believe it was the Board of Supervisors that decided this, they did it not as a result of a direct result of a lawsuit. They did it just because they wanted to have questions answered, and they wanted to be able to say congruently and confidently that Maricopa County is very proud of its election process, and legally there were no issues that anyone needs to worry about during this election or going forward.
All right. Monica Lindstrom, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for coming on and telling everybody again that Kelly Ward is awful. The loser.
She's a loser. Take the words out of my mouth.
She don't win okay. Nothing. She's a loser,
right,
says me, Arnold.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Crash your soul.
Oh, we just got to move past all this garbage. But, I mean, yeah, we want to put Monica on to explain what happened.
Yeah.
So some of you out there that still think this election was rigged, I don't really know what to tell you, QAnon people, but it wasn't rigged.
They've moved on from that. They're waiting. The 4th is coming soon.
Oh, that's right. March 4th. What's going to happen?
President Trump will be installed as the 19th president of the United States.
Okay. As the what?
19th. Grant was the last president. Then we went off the gold.
Oh,
we went off the gold system,
oh,
right? Like, so that's the way we went off. And now, and then he will be rightly
okay.
The 19th,
right.
Said the giant birds. Well,
okay.
I don't know if you guys are aware of this. Now running everything is a 12-foot toucan.
Everything went completely smooth. Maricopa County, all the equipment worked. All the software passed. All the tests. So let's just move on. It's been absolutely pathetic to watch this, especially in the state of Arizona, where, you know, there are a lot of Republicans. A lot of you Republicans are out there listening, and you just shake your head at Kelly Ward and say, yeah, this lady does not represent me. I can't blame you. She's a disaster. All right. Coming up next. Hey, don't you dare.
Do you have Gatos paranoia?
No, I do not have this. Do you have pandemic paranoia? paranoia.
Gatos.
No, I don't.
A little bit.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. It's
coming
up.
Nuh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
Nuh-uh.
Totally.
Nuh-uh.
Absolutely.
It's coming up.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Where news and entertainment hang out. Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
Hey, you know a remarkable teacher right here in the Valley? Deserving of $2,500. That's right, from us. Well, not really from us, but kind of from us. All you have to do is text TEACHER to 411-923. Guess what? A teacher taught you how to spell. And that's awesome. It's Pay Tribute to a Teacher, presented by your Valley Toyota dealers. That's TEACHER to 411-923. It's Pay Tribute to a Teacher, presented by your Valley Toyota dealers.
All right, so if you're keeping home, a score at home, and I know you are, you're basically... You've said this, Chad. I would dress up as an old man to go and get a vaccine like those two 30-somethings in Florida.
You would totally guys.
I totally disagree. What else have you said about me in the vaccine?
Well, what's not to be said?
I mean, we've
talked about it ad nauseum. You'd do just about anything for it.
Well, I mean...
Know?
All right.
I mean, like, your wife said to me one day, we were golfing. We don't really golf on Thursday. Lovely Miss Lynette. And we go
okay,
out and
all right. Swing.
And she said, man, I told him, I just give it to him. I don't need it.
I know. She got the vaccine.
I don't care. Yeah. Everybody knows. We've talked about around here all of the things that you would pretty much do.
I haven't done it. I haven't dressed up as an old man.
Not yet.
And now you're
saying... Because they've already beat you to it. Now you're like, oh, God, they took
Well, that idea is no good. It's already been done.
And now they're looking out for it.
So now we have something new, and you think I have it.
Yes.
Pandemic paranoia.
Yeah. Not all of these, but you do check a few boxes.
All right. What boxes do I check?
First of all, the whole fear factor is tremendous.
But
you're very open. You're very open about
it. Yeah, about the illness. Yeah.
But that's why we also came up with the Gatos meter 5000.
The Gatos meter.
Yeah, so if you guys didn't hear earlier, if Gatos is willing to do something,
everybody should.
Yeah. If he's willing to go see a movie, you know what? It's fine to go see a movie.
Right.
If he's willing to go to dinner indoors, you can eat indoors.
Get on an airplane.
He's already done that.
Many, many times.
So, yes.
Twice.
So these are things.
Many, many in a pandemic.
Yeah. But we were talking about it in as far as Fauci said, well, I don't really think you should go see grandma and grandpa just yet. And we're like, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Gatos is like, yeah, let the kids go see it. If he's willing to do that, there's your barometer of what do you think safe and
the Gatos meter.
The Gatos meter.
The paranoia and COVID-19, what they're talking about with this pandemic paranoia is that it overtakes your daily life. That you don't want to leave your house. It's not just that you're worried about necessarily contracting the disease, I should say, but the paranoia ranges from subtle to completely overwhelming. It can take you to a place that's very dark. See, I don't think I have that.
You know
I don't
what?
Think I've ever had that.
I think we did for a while. I think we all got a little down
at the beginning.
First, but you got... You
mean at the beginning?
You had some real worries about stuff.
Yeah, the beginning was tough.
Well, even a few months ago, even a few weeks ago, it's like you've got... There is still a little bit of that first...
Anxiety.
Total anxiety. Now, you're not freaking out about whether I'm going to lose your job or any... Like a lot of what other people are. But to me, the virus is... Yeah, you do have some of that pandemic, anxiety. I feel it.
So it also goes into what you just said. Are you worried you're going to lose your job? Are you worried that you're going to lose your savings? See, that's an incredible fear. Think about, think about somebody who got ill, okay,
mm-hmm.
got the disease, had to go to the hospital, tens of thousands of dollars to pay the bill.
I thought all this was covered by
I don't think that's the case.
I don't even know anymore.
No. Losing your job and having maybe you don't even have $1,000 saved in the bank.
Watching your entire thing that you built for 30 years just crumble and disappear over the space of 8 or 10 weeks. Like your business, you have a restaurant.
Got it.
Completely wipes everything out.
Yeah. That's part of it. That's part of the pandemic paranoia. You don't know what's going to happen. So there's a bunch of different levels.
Yeah.
It's you're worried you're going to get the virus and your loved ones are going to get it.
See, that's where I think you're
there.
I
am.
There, you're up there.
There you go. You're worried you're going to lose everything. You're worried you're going to lose your job. You're worried you're going to lose your business. All that kind of stuff. I don't necessarily have that, but I think everybody experiences some sort of pandemic paranoia.
Oh yeah.
You know. And it's just there are all these different tiers.
Yeah.
You've got to figure out, are you on one? Because if you're on one, you might be okay.
Yeah.
If you're on all of them, then
yeah,
you've got
problems.
You've
got some issues.
You've got pandemic paranoia, no doubt.
You've got just the health pandemic paranoia.